Chicago alderman, gourmet killing due to choices of eel. Chicago officials, fear of being seen as caving to Trump. By Ian Hanchett on March 25, 2026. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America Reports, Chicago alderman Raymond Lopez discussed the killing of Sheridan Gorman and said that it was the culmination of the choices made here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois to protect non-citizens, even when they choose to engage in dangerous criminal behavior. And that officials refuse to work with the federal government to remove dangerous illegal immigrants because they don't want to be seen as giving in to President Donald Trump. Lopez said, her death was 100% avoidable and the culmination of the choices made here in the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois to protect non-citizens, even when they choose to engage in dangerous criminal behavior. That mindset has to change. That mindset has to stop. He added that if you're going to blame the federal government, then blame it where this problem began, which was under the Biden-Harris administration, that allowed 15 million people from South America, Central America, and across the oceans to come through our southern borders, manipulate asylum, be poorly vetted, and then scattered to the seven winds of the United States. That's where this problem started. And I have yet to hear a single Democrat hold Biden and Harris accountable for what has happened, because they knew who they were allowing in. They have their information, they vetted them poorly, and still let them go, even when they were criminals. And to say it's Donald Trump's fault, simply because we refuse to work with them to go after those high-priority targets. There are 2,000 priority targets in the city of Chicago right now who we know are dangerous, courtesy of the Biden-Harris administration that vetted them. But we will not allow the Trump administration to remove them, simply because we don't want to look as though we're capitulating to him. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.